Hey there, it's the Pete again. It's been a week, so I'm checking in. Let's see, so it's been a busy week. It's always a busy week with me because I think, as I mentioned last week, I have one of those brains that just doesn't like to turn off ever. I think subconsciously the reason I started drinking at the age of 41 was because I wanted a way to shut off my brain without tipping my brain off that I was taking action to do so. So anyway, this is, episode 2 of something or other, me musing to myself or to anyone who wants to listen. I suppose I should give a shout out to Jeff. Hopefully he's listening to this one. Jeff in Tokyo, thanks, man. Always good to hear you, have you out there, man. And one day I will meet you in person in Japan. I know we've met in person in New York, but that's not as cool for me. What's the guy's name? He left a comment last week on this, or on my last episode, quote unquote, of the Pete Cast. You know what I mean. And it was just a very nice comment, and I appreciate it. And I can't think of your name because it's not very easy to remember for me because I'm bad with names. So I'm going to quickly look it up on the web, because the app does not show comments, doesn't let you leave comments or read them, which I think is a major mistake. I'm worried that Audioboo might be falling behind the social networking race for audio. I think, you know, SoundCloud is a much more versatile app, but it does too much, frankly, which is why I've always liked Audioboo better. Here his name is Syzygy, Syzygy, so you can imagine why I couldn't remember it. It's a little complicated, but I can't remember the simplest names either. I'm just terrible with names. Anyway, so what have I been up to? I've been working on a new layout for all my various websites, on my various web endeavors, I don't know. And thepete.com has a new layout. Hopefully loads a little faster. I'm still tweaking the mobile version. The mobile version right now, the menu doesn't work, or it works, but it malfunctions. So when you tap the little menu button in the corner, it displays behind the logo of the site, which is obviously no good. It also knocks the content way down, and I just don't think it's very attractive. And I don't know why they did it this way, because the rest of the new 2014 brand WordPress theme, it's basically the default theme for the latest version of WordPress. It doesn't load like you think it will, or like it does on apps, basically. Or like if you look at a good example is, like, if you go to the mobile version of YouTube and you touch the little three lines in the upper left hand corner, or actually Audioboo, now that I'm looking at the iPad app for Audioboo, you tap the little three lines in the corner and the whole screen moves sideways, and you get this column, and that's how it should work in 2014. I'm not a good enough coder to figure out how to do that. So I am going to settle for just stopping the mobile menu from loading in the first place and just having the desktop menu show up, and I will figure out how to tweak that menu so everything fits. But I can't even find the mobile menu in the code, so I'm totally baffled. I'm digging around. I've got a post up on WordPress.org support, so so I'm working on it. But anyway, haven't been drawing that much this week. I can't tell you why. I just haven't gotten around to it. I did a few drawings, but mainly I've been focusing on my new website, petesofficial.com, which is going to be a commerce site. Because my main problem in life is that I don't make money off the stuff that I do, which is a real problem in our society, in Western society, or on planet Earth, really. And so I'm going to be posting things. I actually have a few things up there now, T-shirt designs on Zazzle, and I'm also going to be adding, I actually have a new greeting card up as well that I designed It's very simple, but it's cute. I have a character called Judgy Bear, and he's a guy. He's a teddy bear that just sits in quiet judgment of you, and says things that are unexpected from a teddy bear. And yeah, so there you go. Check that out. I'm hopefully going to be posting more of Judgy Bear and my character Skelly-chan. I want to do a greeting card for her as well. And yeah, so that's up there. I'm going to be posting links to my publications on there soon. My book on Amazon, and then the Pete.mag. I am working on the next issue of that, which I haven't done an issue of since Sandy hit New York City in 2012. I actually wasn't here for that. I was out of town and in Toronto visiting my wife, who was there on a Disney, doing rehearsals for a Disney cruise ship contract. So I was about to fly home when the hurricane hit. So my flight got canceled, and I got stuck in Toronto for an extra few days. And that just somehow managed to screw up my schedule. I had a nice rhythm going where I was able to get each new issue out in the beginning of, within the first week of each month. And the Pete.mag is just a photo magazine filled with 24 full-page images of photos that I have shot in the respective month. So I've continued shooting photos since 2012, so I have content for every single issue I would have published, and I plan to publish every single issue I would have published over the next year or so. Probably, hopefully, take that long to catch up. But so check out petesofficial.com. It's just like it sounds. My name, PeteSOfficial.com. It's myofficial.com, really. Should be easy to remember, hopefully. I feel kind of dumb. I feel like I should have gone with that in the first place. I instead of the Pete.com back in 1998, just because Pete's Official just sounds so cool to me. It just sounds so official. Anyway, let's see. And what else? What else is going on? I've got plenty of videos I need to post. I'm still debating whether to stay on YouTube or not, because they're harassing me about a private video that they claim I don't own the copyright to, which is totally nonsensical. That's my word for the 21st century, by the way, nonsensical. Not that the century is nonsensical, but there's a lot of stuff that's nonsensical, like how YouTube is basically saying I don't own the copyright for a video that I made all by myself. I shot it myself. It's a time lapse of me drawing something, and then the music was composed by me in GarageBand, and somehow they say that someone else owns it and I can't make money off it, which is funny because it's a private video. I don't want to make money off of it. It's just a weird loop, and I just feel like they're picking on me, and they're claiming something is true that is not true, and I can prove it, sort of. I mean, I don't know how I'm supposed to prove that I didn't do something, but I didn't steal it. I did make it. Anyway. All right, I am almost out of my time of my 9 minutes, but thank you very much for listening, and I might have to do this on a more daily basis just because I filled up this 9 minutes so fast. I don't even think I got past the tip of the Peteberg. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. And feel free to leave a comment on Audioboo, or if this shows up on my blog, thepete.com, do it there. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.